From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Much of Houston, the fourth largest American city, is underwater, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott says more incredibly heavy rain is on the way from the tropical storm system that hit the Gulf Coast as Hurricane Harvey. Rising water chased thousands of people to rooftops or higher ground and overwhelmed rescuers trying to keep up with constant calls for help. The downpours turned some streets into rivers navigable only by boat. At least two deaths have been reported so far, a total that is likely to climb. The VOA's Celia Mendoza said Sunday from Houston, "It's impossible not to feel overwhelmed. Everything is closed." The latest forecast from the National Hurricane Center warned of unprecedented and catastrophic life-threatening floods across southeast Texas. The National Weather Service said the breadth and intensity of this rainfall is beyond anything experienced before. Through the next several days, some areas of the storm zone can expect a total of more than 125 centimeters of rain. Tornadoes are also likely. The White House said President Trump led a cabinet meeting about the storm disaster and that he expects all federal agencies to stay fully committed to helping state officials in Texas and neighboring Louisiana. Federal Emergency Management Agency Chief Brock Long told an interviewer that members of his agency will be involved in operations in storm-damaged areas for years. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A suicide car bomber attacked a market in southern Afghanistan Sunday, killing at least 13 people and wounding many more. The attack in Helmand Province's Nawa district targeted a military convoy. Most of the victims were Afghan soldiers and police. The Afghan Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump, who has faced criticism over his response to a recent white nationalist rally in Virginia, quote, speaks for himself on his values. Tillerson appeared on Fox News Sunday. He made the comment when asked about Trump's reaction to the rally, in which Trump blamed, quote, many sides for violence that erupted in the city of Charlottesville. He was asked if he was separating himself from Trump on the matter. Tillerson said, I have spoken. I have made my own comments as to our values in a speech I gave to the State Department this past week. India is deploying thousands of riot police and shutting down internet services in two northern states. The police are preparing for the sentencing on Monday of a self-styled godman whose followers went on a rampage Friday after he was convicted of rape. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh's cult, called Dera Sacha Sauda, has a vast rural following in Punjab and Haryana states, where frenzied mobs burned gas stations and train depots and torched vehicles after a local court found him guilty of raping two women in a case from 2002. Pakistani police used tear gas and batons to disperse anti-U.S. protesters in the southern port city of Karachi Sunday. Police said they took action when a group of Shiite students tried to march toward the U.S. consulate. The death toll in ongoing clashes in Myanmar's northwestern Rakhine State has climbed to at least 96 as thousands of Rohingya Muslims have been trying to cross to neighboring Bangladesh. The total includes at least 80 insurgents and 12 members of the security forces. Fighting between the military and hundreds of Rohingya continued Saturday with the fiercest clashes near the major town of Mong Daw, according to locals and the government sources. You can find more on these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.